India successfully tested its next-generation short-range ballistic missile called Pralay. Since it is a short-range ballistic missile, that means the strike target is around 500 kilometers. Obviously, it is more than that. The government is not going to reveal the exact numbers. This missile can also carry up to 1,000 kilos of warhead. This missile comes under the category of surface-to-surface missiles. In other words, it is also called a ground-to-ground missile. Basically, it is designed to be launched on the ground or at sea and strike targets on land or at sea. Usually, if you see, surface-to-surface missiles can be fired from handheld or vehicle-mounted devices. It can also be fired from a fixed installation or from a ship. Since this missile can hit a target at 500 kilometers and it can also carry 1000 kg of warhead, that means apart from handheld devices, this missile can be launched from a vehicle, fixed installation or from a ship. Since it is a surface-to-surface missile, that means the purpose of this missile is to target enemy radar and communication installations, command and control centers and airfields. Presently, as you may know, the Indian Armed Forces have the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile. Although it is super fast, but it can only carry 200 kg of explosives. Plus, it is also very expensive. So you see, the Indian Armed Forces actually need a short-range ballistic missile that not only can go fast, but can also carry a lot more explosives. That is how the development of this missile came into existence. Plus, the cost of this project is also very economical. This project was completed with a budget of around 427 crores or $57 million. To give you some perspective, this missile can be compared to China's Dongfeng 12 missile and Russian 9K720 Iskander missile. This year has been great for the Indian Armed Forces. India received the Russian S-400 system. India also signed AK-203 and AK-103 rifles, signed contract of Arjun Mark 1A tanks, signed contract for Israeli spice bombs, DRDO successfully tested Agni 5 missile, it also tested high-speed expendable aerial target called Abhyas, then DRDO also successfully tested Akash Prime missile, then BDL, Bharat Dynamic Limited, is supplying anti-tank guided missiles, DRDO has also successfully tested supersonic missile-assisted release torpedo system, then it has also successfully tested Agni Prime missile, and then we also know that it successfully tested Pinaka rocket system. These are just a few that I remember. There are many more. Navy, Air Force, Army, everyone is getting something or the other which is super advanced. But why? Why all of a sudden the Indian Armed Forces is getting such a boost? I have a video that I want you to watch. It is about India's challenges in the Indian Ocean region and border disputes with Pakistan and China. This is the map that I've made. You can easily see that the actual threat is China. तो ये सब चीजें जो है ये सब खरीदी जा रही है और डेवलप करी जा रही है ये सब इंतजाम है चाइना को कंटेन करने के लिए काबू करने के लिए इट इज इन द ग्लोबल इंटरेस्ट टू कंटेन चाइना सो द रीजन इंडिया इज स्पेंडिंग सो मच ऑन मिलिट्री आर्ममेंट्स इज बिकॉज वन इंडिया हैज टू कंटेन द ड्रैगन एंड द सेकेंड रीजन इज टू मेंटेन इट्स स्ट्रेटेजिक इंटरेस्ट इन द एंटायर इंडो पैसिफिक रीजन एज वेल एज सेट इट्स ग्राउंड एज एन इमर्जिंग सुपर पावर आई होप यू फाउंड दिस वीडियो इन्फॉर्मेटिव थैंक यू फॉर वॉचिंग इट